Welcome. I'm Julie Bacon, and you're listening to the Mindset Coaching for Handlers podcast, a podcast for dog handlers who are on a mission to achieve big goals. Here I share lessons, insights, personal stories, and tools you can apply during your next show, trial, or test to help you strengthen your mental game and hopefully cue more consistently. Be sure to check out the show notes where you'll find details about the episodes, plus important links, including the link to the Dogged Planner and Workbook created just for handlers on a mission. So if you're ready to improve your competitive mindset, get out of your own way, and connect with your dog like never before, then it's time to get comfy, bring an open mind, and work your mindset. Hey there, welcome back to the podcast. Okay, this week we're talking about the power of simplifying. And one of the first examples I'm going to use about that is to use the idea of simplifying or the concept or just the act, how about that, of simplifying when you are, let's say, not feeling up to snuff. Okay, so we've all gotten to a trial when we maybe aren't into it that day, or we're starting to get sick, or we've been sick or something like that, but we're running anyway, or, you know, something's happened in our life. Maybe we're dealing with, you know, another part of like life, like beyond dogs, as if there's a life beyond dogs. But anyway, go with me. Something's got us just, we're not at 100%. And, you know, I like to talk a lot about energy and about the idea of having like so many energy units to give in a day. So let's say on an ideal day, we start the day with like 100 energy units, right? Well, if we're sick, if we're, you know, dealing with something else outside of our life, maybe we're in grief over something, maybe, you know, just life. Other things are happening to us, around us, maybe even for us. But we're not then starting the day at 100%. Maybe we're starting at 70% or 60 or 30%, right? We don't always start the day with all of us, right? With all of our brain, with all of our power, with all of our energy. You know, life is life. It drains us, what have you, okay? So for those days, I think that there is this perception, maybe this like social expectation that we power through, push through anyway. And I've talked not too long ago about pushing through, kind of when to push through and when not to push through. Yes, I believe in grit. I believe in, you know, being able to push through. I believe that that is part of building stamina, you know, which is what we're talking about in the membership in April. You know, building physical and mental stamina is a real thing, and we should be able to, you know, learn how to push through, but we also have to learn when to push. And I would argue that there are times when we're sick, when we're going through grief, there, whatever, a million other things, that it's not about pushing through, or maybe it is about pushing through. Maybe you are pushing through just being there. But what do we do then about our runs and our goals and what we wanted for this coming weekend? Okay. So scenario is you're going through something, you're at 70%, let's say. You've decided that you're going to this trial regardless. Okay. You're going to push through because there's something meaningful about this trial, because you need to go. You've entered, you're out of town, like whatever the case may be, okay? So the question becomes, what do you do about your ring time, all right? And my answer to that for everyone usually is simplify. You know, so often we take 10 things into the ring, you know, or, you know, I'll ask people like, do you have your process goals? And, you know, I'll interrupt them at 6, you know, and they're like listing off like, and number 6 and number 7. And you're like, no, like, just, I'm going to stop you right there. Okay. On a good day, we shouldn't take more than 3-4 things into the ring. But on a day where we're feeling like 70%, maybe it's one thing we take into the ring. You know, maybe it's you simplify to the point where you're like, you know what, I don't have today in me, so I'm just going to enjoy this and embrace gratitude and run with gratitude and joy that my dog's skills is going to get us around this, you know, this course, this obedience run, this rally run, whatever it is. You know, I'm going to trust in my dog's training and I'm going to turn it over to them because I don't have it in me. Okay. That's a thing. Trust my training, you know, let it go. There's a lot of other ways that we can simplify. And I think simplifying is a really good, ability. And it sounds weird that that would be an ability, but I think that it's hard for us to let go. It is hard for us to simplify something and break it down and just go easy on ourselves or easy on our dogs. Actually, it is easier for us to go easy on our dogs, but still not that easy. Okay. We still walk into the ring with expectations and hopes and outcome goals and dreams and, you know, all of this stuff that is, quote, riding on a few runs, right? And maybe you showed up at 70% today because you just need one more cue to finish a title. Like, I get it. I've done it. All right. But what I'm going to argue for is that in those times when we are like sitting at 70%, or less, that it's not a time for complication, right? It's not a time to maybe solve big problems. You have to really be aware of what is the energy you're bringing and what can you spend energy on. You know, if the only thing that you have energy for is to, like, you know, barely get your dog out in time to, like, warm them up and walk into the ring, then you have to think about, like, okay, how is this going to affect my rituals in the morning, right? Am I going to be able to give my dog their normal morning rituals, which are very grounding to them and to you, right? So you have to really think through all of those things, like, literally before you get out of bed in the morning. It's almost like, you know, you think through in that moment where you wake up, you know, it's time to get out of the bed, and you think through, okay, I am not 100% today. So what am I going to do with those precious energy units? How am I going to spend them? Where am I going to spend a lot? And where am I going to, like, cut corners and, you know, do something a little differently, right? And where am I going to overinvest? So maybe if you have a cold or something like that, and you're going to overinvest in your health, you're going to go buy, and instead of running through the Dunkin' drive-through, maybe you're going to find some green juice somewhere, you know? And I know I've been to trials. It's not easy to find green juice on the road. But my point is maybe you're going to do a little extra to take care of yourself. All right. The same goes with our dogs. I think we're much easier at We're much better about seeing where they need a little extra support, you know, where a green dog might show up and they might, you know, they're not at 100% because the environment is overwhelming, or it's the first time they've been in a hotel room, or, you know, any number of factors. It's the first time they've been in the ring. So what do they need extra? And I think that we're better at seeing that. Or dogs coming off of an injury, you know, and coming back from a rehab, you know, we're better at seeing, like, okay, they can only do two runs today. I'm not going to do, you know, the games classes or usual runs, or, you know, in obedience and agility, I'm going to, like, take it easy on them and not do so much warm up or things like that. We're better about making those decisions for our dogs, and we're not great at making those decisions for ourselves. So that's really what this is about, is first realizing and raising your awareness, as we talked about on the Pushing Through episode, you know, really coming to terms with what is really happening and then what is realistic from there. And literally making a plan as to what you're going to do, what you're not going to do, how you're going to recharge, how you're going to recover. Maybe you're spending extra time with music or in the car, or, you know, in between runs, you're just going to go kind of self-isolate and just be like, you know what, I'm not volunteering today, or I'm not staying late, or whatever it is. But make a plan so that you don't get within that trial environment and suddenly feel like sucked in or obligated to help out, right? You don't feel like, oh, it's my club, I need to help. No, instead you send the email or send a note the night before that says, hey, I am not feeling up to 100%. And the only way I'm going to get through this day, this weekend, is if I am a little more restful. So either give me a job where I can sit down all day, or, you know, I'm not going to be able to help as much. Whatever. Protect your boundaries, protect your self-care and what you need, because running your dog when you're not 100% is fine, but your expectations have to go along with it, because it's not fair to your partner. It's like, I always use this example. I don't know why, actually. We can unpack this later. But I always use the example of, like, team beach volleyball, right? And I think of, like, what if one of those people were sick or just under the weather, had allergies, who cares? And they just were not feeling up to it. And they said nothing to their partner. and they just walked to the line, right? They walked to the, you know, got in the sand, you know, volleyball beach pit, whatever they call that. And they just stood there and they like waited for, and they played terrible, but they never said anything of like, why? Well, had they said something, their teammate might have been able to do something about it. And, or if they lowered their expectations, or if they made a different decision. But we have to involve our teammate. We have to make appropriate choices in those moments. And, you know, some people think it might be silly or that dogs don't understand. I am not in that camp, as you know. I think that even just telling, I've told my dogs at the line, I've been like, look, I am not feeling up to this today. I need your help. I need you to step up. I need, you know, you to shine through. And I think anytime we do that, whether you believe that they believe all of those syllables or not, I do believe they get the intention. I do believe they knew we were sick before we did. but I do believe that they get the intention of it. And us saying that out loud literally is setting the intention out there of like, I'm going to trust my dog today because it's my only choice. I don't have it in me to do anything else. Okay. So quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about some other ways that you can incorporate this and maybe some other scenarios that might be happening. Quick question. Do you ever wish you had more mindset help? Well, the Q membership was created just for that reason. Every month we pick a topic and then we have 4 lessons, which are kind of like these podcasts that we dive deeper into. And so if you are ready for more, you're ready for more mindset work, think about joining the Q membership. Annual members get a free coaching session, but you can also choose the monthly option as well. Go to theqcoach.com to learn more. Let's get back to the episode. Okay, so when we are feeling not 100%, I really think that, you know, as we talked about, you're going to think about how you're going to spend those precious energy units, what you are going to do, not do, maybe expectations that you're going to change, maybe goals that you're going to change. So how that might look is, let's say normally at a trial, I have, you know, a few process goals that I want to get done. Maybe I've been really working on a skill at home that now I think is ready for the trial environment. So I really wanted to work on that today. And I, of course, you know, want to work on connection or eye contact, whatever connection looks like for you. And, you know, I have this mantra that I've been using lately, which is, to run them like I stole them, like to just kind of run them with, you know, kind of no regrets, just kind of in my case, that means like run them like practice, you know, which is just run. And I look at that list and I think, okay, I'm probably not going to try the new skill today. You know, that this probably isn't a day where I have all the brain power to do that, or maybe the physical reflexes to do that, whatever I've been working at home. And as far as mantras go, I'm not running anything like I stole anything today, you know? I am actually going to just take one section at a time and just do one section of the course, the healing pattern, you know, the rally run, the whatever it is. I'm just going to take one section at a time and that's it. And that's all I got today. So those are ways to simplify, right? Or maybe you add the thing, trust your dog. Or maybe that's all you walk to the line with is like, I'm going to trust in my training and my dog, and we're just going to see what happens. This is all I got today. And I think it's really important to do that because I think that while we might be pushing through just to be there, right, just to show up, just the act of showing up and getting ready and getting dressed and walking to the line and putting on our tennis shoes and doing that, that might be the push through. That might be the amount of grit that we have. The other thing I think is we can count on adrenaline in the ring. And again, you don't have to be running to have adrenaline, right? The adrenaline of walking into the draft or rally or obedience or any other ring, including, but not limited to agility, I think is real, you know? And so I do think we pop up with some of that. That helps us, you know, caffeine, sinus medicine, those are other things that can help us. But sometimes, you know, sinus things and some of those medications can also dull us. So when we think about that, we think about, okay, once I get in the ring, I'll probably be fine because adrenaline will allow me to push through. but I'm going to cut myself some slack if I get lost on course, if I get foggy in the middle, if I, you know, forget something I wanted to do. Like, I need to show myself a little grace in that moment. All right. But I would start with simplifying the goals, simplifying what it is that you want to accomplish in that run or in that day or even in that weekend. And I would add in, what are some of my recovery / resilience, right, tactics that I'm going to be lifting up today and making sure that I do, right? I'm going to make sure that I go spend time in the car alone, or make sure I eat something decent, you know, get a little extra protein, get a extra orange juice, you know, maybe I do need a little caffeine today. And think about how you can support yourself. And, you know, we can apply all of these same things to our dogs. You know, if our dogs are under the weather in any way, you know, maybe they, you know, didn't have the best, you know, poop this morning, all the way to maybe they're coming back from a rehab, or maybe you think that there's something going on with them. You know, I mean, our spidey sense for them is real. And, like, for instance, I know that like Moxie lately has been dealing with a little bit of a wrist, maybe / shoulder thing. The massage person was like, well, it's kind of starting in her shoulders. So she's fine, but not, you know what I mean? So like, what are my expectations of her? Is she good enough to run? Everybody says yes. You know, they give the advice, right, which we've heard a lot before. Let them do what they want to do, you know? And so, but that means that my expectations have to adjust accordingly. And again, I think we're better about that with our dogs. But I also think that we kind of panic about our dogs a little more. And so we have to take that into account. Like, how are we running? When are we pushing through? And when we are pushing through, how are we simplifying what it is that we're going after? How are we simplifying our goals? How are we simplifying our expectations? How are we not dumbing it down, but making everything more realistic to be successful? And if you think that, like, oh my God, like this course, you know, I'm at today or whatever, like there's no way, like, I can't believe I entered Premier Agility. I can't believe I entered Premier today. There's no way my mind can handle that kind of a course today. Then great. Then walk in there and think, but what I want to work on is this. I want to at least get the rear of the blind, the fancy whatever skill that I've been working on. That's all I want to do. If the rest of it's a train wreck, it's a train wreck. So there are ways that we can adjust by simplifying and letting go of some goals that we would normally have. All right. And of course, if you are at a big event, if you are pushing through, you show up at a tryout or your national or, you know, some other, you know, a cup or something like that, some other big event where you really need to push through, I think the advice is the same. I think that you simplify what it is, because you can't just focus on your outcome, because your outcome goals always have so many variables. And by showing up at 70%, say, you are adding a lot of variables to it because you don't know what you're capable of. When our energy is down, when we are feeling sick, when we are, you know, going through grief, going through something in our muggle lives, you know, doing something else that is occupying that brain space, we sometimes can't predict how that is going to affect us in the ring, right? We can't predict if it's going to make us foggy, or it's going to make us distracted, or it's going to just make us tired, and our decision abilities, or, you know, the way we like move, it's going to feel like moving through molasses. You know, we just don't know sometimes how that's going to show up until it shows up. So if you are simplifying what it is that you're thinking about, what it is that you're processing, you obviously have a much better chance at executing on some of the things you do want to do. All right. So that would be my advice. I'd be super curious to understand how you all push through, or how you have simplified, or when you think you wish you had simplified, right? When this would have been really good advice to have, or a really good way to think about, you know, showing up when you can't show up as 100%, right? And cutting yourself that grace or showing yourself that grace, cutting yourself some slack, mixing my sayings here, and figuring out how you can do the best that you can do under the circumstances. I love grit. I love pushing through. But even at the end, if you push through a run, you do have to still go recover, right? The grittiest people, the most push through people, the athletes that are pushing through injury and all that other kind of stuff, you know, they get off the mountain or they get out of the ring and they go and they rest, or they've got, you know, six lasers pointed at them and a massage therapist and like people caring for them. Right. So you have to do that piece too. We see the grit, you know, that's what's popularized. That's what's held up and be like, oh my God, look at this person. She did this with a broken ankle. That's amazing. And what they don't show afterwards is all the healing and all the self-care and all of the swarm of people that those kinds of people have around them to take care of them when they kind of can't take care of themselves because they just expended everything on the field. I don't know about you. I don't have a swarm of people waiting to take care of me when I come, you know, out of the ring. The most I have is like some KT tape. You know what I'm saying? So we have to be aware of that and act accordingly and simplify as we need, because there is so much power in just focusing on one or two things. And honestly, I think that that is really good advice anytime you're feeling overwhelmed. Like, you don't have to be, quote, under the weather or under energy to feel overwhelmed. Maybe you're walking into the ring at 100%, but like it's almost too much. You know what I mean? Like your volume is on 11 and you can't figure out how to turn it down. And so those would be times to simplify as well. So there's lots of power in simplifying. You don't have to be at 70% to do that. You can be at 110% to simplify and just realize that, like, you know what? This environment is too much. It's too much for me. It's too much for my dog. And we both really need to like break this down because we're overdone, right? That's an expression that I've used a lot. I don't know where I got that. I think it's a horse thing. Maybe it's a kid thing. I don't know. And no, I don't have kids if you're just new to me. But like that process of being overdone and being fried like on the top end of it, that's a great time to simplify as well. So simplifying can work in a lot of different situations. It's any time where you don't feel like you are dialed in and can really run at your best. And sometimes we can't run at our best because we're overdone or we're too much or the environment is just like too much, or we had an extra cup of caffeine, you know, in the morning. Lots of reasons for that. So let me know how that is resonating for you. Let me know. Try it this weekend, you know, try it with a run or two. See what happens if you just kind of break it down and simplify, and let me know like how that works out for you. I'd love the feedback. You can always go to the show notes and send me a note. There's like a little anonymous form you can use if you want to be anonymous, or hit me up on the socials. You know where to find me. In any case, the show notes are always a great place for links and resources and things like that. And no matter what you are up to with your dogs this week, I hope you have a fantastic time. Thanks so much for listening to the Mindset Coaching for Handlers podcast with me, Julie Bacon. I am so grateful for your precious time. Check out my Dogged Planner workbook and journal available on Amazon. Just search for Dogged Planner. I also offer monthly membership that's perfect for ongoing support of your awesome goals. Check out theqcoach.com for details, or just stop by and check out all the ways you can work on your mindset. And be sure to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at theqcoach and let me know how it's going. Finally, please share, subscribe, and leave a review. This helps us podcasters tremendously. Plus, I know I get my best podcast recommendations from friends. Thanks, and have a great week with your dogs.